sphere.
Pamene chipambano chikhala nyengo yanu ya nthawi zonse.
Now, in the Bible, we see moments when God brought in victories to people.
Tikuona mmene Mulungu anabwere sachigonjeso kwa anthu.
So many times and so many moments.
Munthawi zochuluka.
Whenever God's people,
nthawi imene ana Mulungu,
they are oppressed,
asausika,
God will always bring in victory.
Mulungu amabweresa chipambano.
I'm still trying to make sure that somebody understands this.
Ufuna ndionesese kuti aliyense amvesese ichi.
There are dimensions of victory.
Pali mlingo wa chipambano.
Now, the first dimension of victory,
mlingo oyamba wa chipambano,
it is known as the anointing of the unstoppable advance.
Ndochedwa kusosa kwa kupita tsogolo kosaimisika.
In this level,
mlingo mene,
no one stops you if you start something.
Palibe amatha kuimisa ukayamba chinthu.
Look what your neighbor say, unstoppable advance.
Muyanganene bayo kuti kupita tsogolo kosaimisika.
Now this word in Hebrew,
mawa mchepe,
it is known as halaf.
Amachedwa halaf,
which means unstoppable.
Kutandauza kusaimisika.
To surpass.
Kupambana.
To leave no trace of defeat.
Osaika po kachiduswa kachigonjeso. Kapako gonjesedwa.
This, it also means pass over.
Gakaleso kudusa.
Now I want you to go to neighbor say halaf.
Muse neighbor halaf.
Now say it again, say halaf.
Halaf.
Halaf, it is when God gives you the anointing that no one stops you.
Ndipamene Mulungu akupasa kuzoza kuti palibe angakuimise.
Look on it again, say halaf.
Halaf.
Say it's a dimension of victory.
Ndimulingo wa chipambano.
Do I have somebody here who says, I need the anointing that when I start something, even if a wind blows, but whatsoever I start, I want to finish it. Do I have anybody here for halaf?
Where,
before I even go further, have you ever seen someone who starts something? When things are moving well, all of a sudden, there is an interruption. And you find yourself going back to zero. That is when there is no kairos moment of halaf.
Halaf.
Halaf. It is the anointing that God gives you. That whatsoever you start, you finish. Look what your neighbor said, whatsoever you're going to start in this year,
neighbor, chini chose jimene uyambe mchaka chino,
you are going to finish.
Uchimalizisa.
I want to hear you louder. So whatsoever you are starting, neighbor, this year,
chini chose jimene uyambe mchaka chino, neighbor,
you are going to finish it.
Uchimalizisa.
In 1 Corinthians 15, 57,
Pawana Korinto 15, 57,
it says, but thanks be to God,
who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks to God. Thanks be to God. Who gives us what?
Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
That word victory there, it is overwhelming success. Where the enemy is left speechless. And the Lord says, thanks be to God who gives us victory.
Chipambano.
Meaning to say, victory is a substance.
Tandazati chipambano, dicho kwirika.
It can be passed over to someone. Victory is not something that just happens.
Chipambano si chimango chitika.
The Bible says, God gives us.
Bible kuti Mulungu amatipambanisa.
So when we speak of halaf, this is when God decides to give you an anointing that anything you touch, anything you start, even if the wind can blow, even if things can go very west, but whatsoever you start, no one stops you, nobody stops you, no wind stops you. Receive this victory. Can we stand up on our feet? We are going to prayer number one. Anything that I will start from now, it will finish. I have a prophetic message before we pray. And I wrote it down. The enemy has been trying to keep you in circles of defeat. But in 2026, God is releasing the anointing of the unstoppable advance.
I receive.
This is the same anointing that caused my nation Israel to cross the Red Sea,
I receive,
dry shod, and Joshua to take Jericho without a fight. That's what the Lord said. I am releasing that anointing of unstoppable advance. Whatever you started, no one will stop you. Nothing is going to stop you. Somebody say halaf. This anointing, I remember one time God speaking to me in 2017. He said, I'm giving you
halaf.
That time I didn't understand what he was talking about. He said mountains will be in front of you, but nothing will stop you. Unstoppable advance. When you start something, even if things can come, no one stops you. When you receive this anointing tonight, I am telling you, it is a game changer. It is what changes a story. It is what separates. It is what separates victors from losers. I want you to understand this. It's not just like I am praying, God will give me victory. No! There is a special anointing in the spirit. There is no battle that David lost, because David was operating in halaf. When you have halaf, it is an anointing where even if battles can come, no one stops you. I remember one man telling me, he said, Major One, I want to tell you today, I was amongst the people who were fighting you, but I've just given up. Because the more we fight you, the more higher you are going. It's a waste of time. What he didn't know, I operate in halaf. An anointing no one can stop me. Tell your neighbor, halaf.
Neighbor, halaf.
We are about to make a prayer. Anything I started, anything I am planning, no one will stop me. I will move forward until it happens. This miracle will take place. No one will break me. Nothing will break me. No demon will stop me. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
We are going to dimension number two. This one.
Umene.
Are you still here?
Mulipo.
Sit down a little bit. We're going number two. A dimension where God gives you the anointing of pulling down. This dimension is very dangerous. This is whereby God gives you victory by giving you the anointing that brings down whatsoever battle has been prolonged. Look what you never say. Do you have any prolonged battle? Ask yourself a question before I teach you now. Which battles have taken long? I don't want you to look at me now. I want you to ask yourself a question. In your life, which battle has taken so long? Do you know them now? Do you have the battles? Do you have a battle that has taken for a long time? This direction, do you have any battle that it has taken? There is a dimension when God wants to give you victory. He gives you an anointing whereby he makes you to put down. Anything that has been prolonged in your life in 2026, you bring it down. You're not getting it. Now let's read the scripture in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 to 5, NIV. Now we're going to read together, okay? Hey, are you hearing me? You can be here, but you can be home. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go read.
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
5.
We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
The same verse 5, NKJV. 1, 2, 3, go read.
Casting down arguments.
Once again.
Casting down arguments.
Again.
Casting down arguments.
What? What is the Bible saying? It's saying
Bible good.
There are things that are arguing with you. You are saying I'm healed. But something is saying you are not. You are saying my life has changed. But there is something that is arguing. Every moment you are doing things. The Bible says we have weapons. We have anointing. That we can bring down every argument. We can cast down every argument. How many are ready?
Any argument will be put down today.
Tell your neighbor, we are bringing it down. Every argument. For you to know what I'm talking about, when we are doing deliverance sessions, when you set a space, say, come out. A demon, when the demon is manifesting, it starts saying, I will not come out. This is my home. I will not come out. That moment, you must understand how demons operate. They will always argue. When you are saying, I have stopped this, I will not do this again, a demon says, no, you are not going anywhere. There is an argument in your life. The things you want to stop, they are still coming after you. Because the devil always argues. In 2026, that will not happen again. God is giving you victory. Some of you, it looks like you are healed. And everything back, okay, I'm healed now. After a while, the sickness has come again. Why? Because the devil is arguing. You are not healed. You are not healed. When you say you are healed, he argues that you are not healed. Now, the Bible says what? 1, 2, 3, go. And what is that? There are things that exhaust themselves in your life. When you are trying to exhaust healing in your life, when you want to exhaust healing in your life, something comes and exhorts itself. And what people are seeing on your body is a sickness. You've been trying to say, I'm healed. You are exhorting healing. But sickness will come and exhort itself. Poverty comes. And exhort itself in your life. The Bible says, by the weapons we have. At the back there, are you hearing me? By the weapons we have, we will bring down anything that is exhorting itself. Every argument in your life. Now, are you hearing me that direction? Over there. Are you hearing me that direction? I want you to ask yourself a question. You need to stand upon your feet.
Tell me that.
In my life, what thing that always exhorts itself? Ask yourself this question. In my entire life, what a thing that whenever I feel like this is happening, but it always comes and exhorts itself. What is it that always brings an argument in my life? I don't want you to look at it. I want you to ask. Now, the Bible says what? Casting down.
Bible kunati kugwesa.
So there's an anointing that we can use to bring it down. I don't even know if you're hearing me. Do you have something in your life that you want to bring down today? Ask your neighbor. Do you have something that you want to bring down? Tell your neighbor, this is how God brings victory. Are they even hearing you? Say, God brings victory by giving you an anointing that can bring down whatsoever is arguing with you. Now imagine tonight we are here. And you are saying in the name of Jesus, my life is free. My life is free. A few moments later, what you were speaking yesterday is opposite with what you are facing. Do you know why? There are demons that are arguing. Today, we will bring them down. This is an anointing of victory, which we call complete victory. Are you understanding? Well, we don't argue with them.
Bring down.
I want to see your hand like this.
Kwesa.
Aha. I really don't think you are ready for this one. Are you ready for this one? Do some warm-ups. Hey! Do some warm-up. I didn't hear you. I said, do some warm-ups. Say with me, we are bringing it down. You ready for this one? Everything that has been arguing with your life. Can you imagine you start a business? Something comes to argue with it. As I'm speaking, it closed. You start this, an argument in the spirit. It is stopped. Relationships, arguments, marriage, arguments, everything you do in your life, there is something that fights you. You have never enjoyed anything. There are things that are fighting you all the time. Today, we are stopping in the name of Jesus. Now, I didn't hear you. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, I cast you down. You ready? Do some warm-ups again. Warm-ups. Hey! Hear me. Everything that has been arguing with what God said about you, it will come down tonight. Every high thing that has exalted itself against what God said about you, we are bringing it down. You ready for this one? Now, I want you to raise up your two hands. Say in the mighty name of Jesus. As I raise my hands, this is a prophetic symbol. Now, drop your hands down. Say, as I drop down my hands, every power of argument, every power that exalts itself in my family, in my life, as I have dropped my hands, it will drop down. Grab your hands and open fire.
Yala varadia telemande ko ili teligu telemande suta yele veri dalina mande soverini gatara pari.
This is a prophetic word I wrote down.
Our mouth on it.
The Lord says in 2026, I am releasing the anointing that brings and tears down the stronghold of the enemy. this anointing will be upon my people. Every stronghold will fall in a moment. Every lie will be exposed. Every chain will be broken. The enemy's power is cut off. Now is the time for your sudden breakthrough. Give Jesus a clap offering of
prayer.
Now,
Soba,
are you still here, somebody?
Mulipo.
Now let me take you to the last dimension that we go into This one
umene
is known as the anointing of sudden attack.
Uko ndikusosa kwakulikwira kapena kuchikantha chinthu mwazisi.
I like that masisis. This anointing
kusosa.
These are dimensions of warfare.
Is it ni mulingo wa nkhondo ya usimu?
The enemy, when he's not expecting it, they find that you have won the battle. In this year, suddenly, people will just find out that you are on top.
Hey, I receive.
Somebody shot sudden attack. What I'm telling you, this is not an inspiration. As you know, I was at the prayer mountain for 21 days. And the Lord told me everything. He said, what I would do in this year, you will meet someone today, and he is struggling financially. Within a month or two, there will be a sudden shift. Look what I said, be careful with me. There are sudden miracles that will happen. Are you ready for this one? In Luke 10,
Paluka 10,
verse 19, God is saying, I have given you an anointing. Jesus.
Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Wait a minute.
Tadikira.
Did you notice that the disciples were given different levels of power? There was a moment Jesus said unto them, I give you power to become
your color.
The Bible says, for those who received him,
Bible
we are given power to become sons of God. So there is power that makes you become something. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? But that power, it is not automated that immediately you can oppose the enemy. No. This power is for you to become. This power. So if you received Jesus, you have power to become God's child. You are a child of God because of the power which you were given. But then another day, Jesus said,
yes, what, what?
In John 17 from verse 1.
By Johannes 17, 1.
Father,
atat,
you gave me power over the people.
Munandi pasampavu power to our.
So there is another form of power.
Nepali tunduina mpavu,
which is power over.
Imeneni mpavu pachintu.
This is the power of leadership.
In mpavu ya utokole.
God can give you power over a certain jurisdiction.
Mulungu kupasa mphamvu mudera lina lake.
It could be in business.
Kam business.
It would be in leadership whatsoever.
Ka utsogoleri.
But then,
koma,
another day Jesus said,
Ndesiku lina Yesu akuti,
I have given you power.
Ndakupa sani mphamvu
over unclean spirits.
Bas misimu yonyasa.
It's not everybody who has this anointing. It is those who believe and have received. Tonight, there's an anointing God is releasing. There's an anointing God is releasing. It is known as the switch anointing. There's going to be an opposite arrangement. What was attacking you, it will be you attacking
you.
I want to say no to every power of poverty spirits that is planning to visit my house this year. I want to say no to every demonic attack that wants to follow your family. Somebody shout, I say no. Now, this dimension, it is a dimension where believers attack the enemy suddenly. It is the same anointing
God
told Joshua. He said, you will attack I suddenly. He said about Jericho, you will move around. You will sing, but I, you will attack suddenly. Because the Bible says it was a stronghold. Tonight, we want to attack the enemy suddenly. And your miracle will happen suddenly. Anyone who is sitting down, you will receive a miracle. I just said, anyone who is sitting down, they all stood up. Somebody says, sudden miracles. Now, how do we attack the enemy suddenly? We don't say, pray for this. The moment you start praying, anything that will come in your spirit, open fire. Suddenly, how God will lead you to pray for the matter. Do it. If God will say, hit your leg on the floor as you are praying, you hit your leg on the floor as you are praying. If God will say, kneel down, you will kneel. If God will say, clap your hands, there must be a sudden thing that you should do. It is a prophetic act. Are you understand what I'm saying? Listen to me. It's called a prophetic act. Whether you're going to face your chair, whether you're going to hit your chair, but it must be a sudden act. Whether you'll be walking or praying, do something sudden. As you do it, declare, announce, the enemy is being attacked. I bring down every plan. Whatsoever they are planning, everything the enemy is planning, I remove, I break, I destroy, I want you to spray your oil upon your palm.
Nufuna musanulie mafuta mene upat zanjalan.
Spray it upon your palm.
Muike pat zanjalan.
Listen to me.
The verse 7.
I prayed for this oil.
Nape pereratu mafuta.
That's why I wrote on it victory.
Ndifuwa chake nale mbapa mene pa chipambano.
Here. It's written victory. It's not just a word. It's a prophecy. Listen, I'm about to do something right now. Any spirit of witchcraft will be arrested right now.
Umangidwa panopa.
Any spirit,
chiwanda chichonse,
any soulish prayer against you,
pempelola onyasa la kundi maliro
selime, it will be arrested right now.
Limangidwa panopa.
Wherever you are,
kuliko samuli,
I want you to see this.
Monech,
we are arresting every witchcraft spirit.
Tikumanga zimuna onse wa ufiti.
I know some of you have no idea.
But there
has been so much witchcraft happening in your life.
You
build and something destroys
it. Can I
arrest every spirit?
Can I
arrest every spirit? Every satanic spirit. That has been chasing after your destiny. It will be arrested in the name of Jesus. Today,
lelo,
you will break free. I said you break free. Listen. You may not understand what I'm talking about. I want you to understand what I'm saying right now. I am saying anything that has been fighting you, it will be arrested now. Before I make a prayer as you have the oil upon your hand, let me read this prophecy. The enemy's attacks will backfire. What he meant for evil will work for your good. His poison will become your power.
Poison wake asanduka mpavyanu.
The same fear,
manta umweo,
the same rejection
and
trauma he used against
you
will now fuel your breakthrough.
You
will walk in divine immunity. Nothing shall by enemies harm you. The Lord says, in 2026, please raise your oil up, your hand oil, because what we're about to do now, we are reversing what the enemy has been planning. The Lord says, in 2026, I am releasing this anointing upon you. The enemy's attack will backfire. His poison will become your power.
Poison waka kala mpavyanu.
His curses will become your blessings.
Matembelero waka kala madaliswanu.
You will walk in divine immunity.
Nothing
by any means shall be able to harm you.
As you
raise up your hand, I arrest every witchcraft spirit that has been used by the enemy to attack you. Every bad wish, every
soulish
prayer, every attack on the enemy, every plan on the enemy, we arrest you in the name of Jesus. 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 In 2026, you will not prosper. In 2026, you will not succeed. In 2026, you will not make it. We arrest you in the name of Jesus. We reverse every weapon in the name. I want you to take your hand. Either touch your head or touch your forehead. And I want you to prophesy to yourself and speak what you want to happen. Declare in the name of Jesus. Speak right now. Every weapon of the enemy backfire.
Yes.
Every wish of the enemy backfire.
Yes.
In this year, the enemy will not see his desire. Will not see his desire over my life in the name of Jesus.
Pepperani
Mentocopeta Constella Fighter Compa Athena.
Jesus, mighty name.
Amen.
Rub your hands.
Now,
I want you to raise your two hands. I want you to say in the name of Jesus, I am fortified. I am covered. I have spoken this word. The whole 2026. I am protected by the Spirit of God. Say it again. I am protected by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Say the oil upon my head is a prophetic symbol of the Spirit of God. I will never lose. Shout it again, I will never lose.
Sindisa gonja.
Shout it again, I will never lose.
Sindisa gonja.
Say in the name of Jesus.
Mutsina la Yesu.
Now, what we have just done now, if anyone wants to defeat you, they should reverse this day.
I have seen 10 minutes.
And they should come back in this place. And when they come, they should come and remove my voice. And they should also remove the oil upon your head. That's only how you can lose. As long as they will never remove your oil upon your head, as long as they will never remove my voice, you will never be defeated.
Yeah!
Today,
Lelo,
I announce your victory.
Victory!
Victory!